USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
Some comforting news, perhaps, for those getting the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine. The company claiming this week its COVID vaccine is highly effective against the Delta variant. That variant now in 92 countries, including the U.S., just 9 months after first being detected in India. U.S. Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murthy telling the PBS NewsHour yesterday what concerns him most about the variant.
My worry is for those who are not vaccinated, because this virus stands to spread even more quickly than other variants among the unvaccinated population. That's what we're seeing in Missouri, in Nevada. And I worry that unless we quickly get more people vaccinated, we will see that in other states as well.
Meanwhile, at least six firefighters at the scene of the South Florida building collapse have tested positive for COVID. No word on if it's the Delta variant. Elsa weakening in the Caribbean. It's now a tropical storm after reaching hurricane status yesterday. Florida could feel the effects as early as Sunday night. This is USA Radio News.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.